Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Short Victorious War by David Weber, performed by Allison Johnson, produced by Audible Incorporated.
Prologue. What this country needs is a short victorious war to stem the tide of revolution. V.K. Plova, Russian Minister of the Interior to General A.N. Kuropatkin, Minister of War 200 Anti-Diaspora, 1903 CE, on the eve of the Russo-Japanese War. The belief in the possibility of a short decisive war appears to be one of the most ancient and dangerous of human illusions. Robert Lind, 224 to 154 Anti-Diaspora. Hereditary President Sidney Harris watched the long cortege wind out of sight along the Promenade of the People, then turned his back upon it. The conference room's 200th floor height had transformed the black-draped vehicles into mere beetles crawling harmlessly along an urban canyon, but their implications showed only too clearly in the grim faces that looked back at him. He crossed to his chair and sat, propping his elbows on the long table and leaning his chin into his palms while he rubbed his eyes. Then he straightened. "All right, I've got to be at the cemetery in an hour, so let's keep this short." He turned his eyes to Constance Palmer Levy, Secretary of Security for the People's Republic of Haven. "Anything more on how they got to Walter, Connie?"
"Not specifically, no." Palmer Levy shrugged. "Walter's bodyguard stopped the gunman a bit too permanently. We can't question a dead man, but we've identified him as one..."